Today's topic is, why do people die? Is this what God intended? Let me say, right off the bat, no, it's not what God intended. What is death? Death is the cessation of life, the opposite of life. Death is not a person, place, or thing. It's a term describing the condition of something. A person can either be physically dead or physically alive, but not both at the same time. There are legal definitions describing when a person is considered physically dead. Since this is the kind of death most people are asking about, we'll start with why people die physically. What causes physical death? As we know, people are mortal. They die physically from many different causes. People either live out their allotment of 70 to 80 years and then die because all their life is spent, or their lifetime is cut short by accident, disease, suicide, murder, a variety of other things. So, is this what God intended? No, God never intended for death to be in His creation. God is a life giver, not a life taker. Moses in the book of Genesis and Jesus in the book of Revelation both refer to God as the tree of life. In Jeremiah, God calls Himself the fountain of living waters. God breathed into Adam the breath or spirit of life. God is not the one that causes accidents, diseases, hopelessness, war, or murder. According to Jesus, these are the works of the devil, the enemy of God. Paul said in Romans that death is the result of evil, and God did not originate evil. Well, someone might say, doesn't the Lord give and the Lord take away? Well, Job did say that in the book of Job, but he was wrong when he said that. As we can read in the first two chapters of Job, it was Satan that had robbed Job of his family. It was Satan that had robbed Job of his livestock. It was Satan that had robbed Job of his health. God, through Elihu, later said that Job had spoken without knowledge and without wisdom, and that Job justified himself and not God. When Job repented of those sins, God was the one who restored to him more than the devil had taken away from him. God is the life giver, not the life taker. Well, since God is almighty, why hasn't He stopped all this death? Well, it's true God is almighty, according to the book of Psalms. Nothing can overpower God. But God did not create robots. He created beings with a will and a capacity to make moral decisions. Whenever people consistently choose to do God's will, sin and death can and will be stopped. When God has an obedient people and sin is eradicated, death will no longer occur. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So how did death start? Well, for human beings, the first recorded physical death was when Cain killed Abel, his brother, in the book of Genesis. This murder was the result of sinful thoughts and feelings working in Cain. Why? Because he had yielded his mind to the devil instead of to God. God tried to get Cain to stop, but God doesn't treat His creatures like robots. God offered Cain a choice. God warned Cain about the consequences of the choices that he was making. But Cain chose to side with the devil and ended up killing his brother. So, were Adam and Eve supposed to live forever? Yeah, they were. God wanted them to eat of the tree of life. He wanted them to live forever. But they sinned by eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And at that time, they lost their chance for eternal life. Adam and Eve had started off with a certain amount of breath or spirit of life, just as all the other animals had been given. But mankind had a purpose beyond that of the other animals. Adam and Eve were to mature spiritually by obeying God's words of life and thereby live eternally here on the earth. By agreeing with the devil's ideas instead of following God's commandments, they would only live out their temporary allotment of breath of life, and that would be in struggle and hardship. When their life, which for them was 900 or more years, was spent, they died and went back to the dust, as we read in Genesis. So, the question is, Adam and Eve died physically because they sinned? Yes, that's true. Had they not sinned, they would have continued to receive the physical and spiritual nutrients that they needed to live forever on the earth. By sinning, they lost access to those nutrients, and they could only live out the remainder of their allotted spirit of life. God warned Adam and Eve of the consequences of taking in knowledge from Satan, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God didn't want his creatures to sin and die. God's warning was a loving warning of a parent that cares deeply for his children. God knew the power of the devil's poison. He knew it would kill Adam and Eve. Well, were their children, would they be able to avoid physical death? Well, no, not at that time, because they were born mortal, like all earthly creatures are. And because sin had entered into the world, they now did not have access to the tree of life to be able to live forever. The earth was now beginning to degress, or to go backward, and God wouldn't be able to supply them with all the physical and spiritual nutrients needed for eternal life on earth until his plan to eliminate sin was fully in place. God has been working on his plan all along. God sent his word and spirit through his prophets, his angels, his son, and other ministers, and that has all been part of the plan. And that plan is spoken of in Titus chapter 1. Did God intend for Jesus to die physically? Yes, he did, because God wanted to start a new covenant with all people of faith. But the old covenant leaders had cheated on their animal sacrifices and built up a sin debt of life that needed to be redeemed before God could start his new covenant. You can read all about that debt in Malachi 1, verses 7 and 8, and Hebrews 9, verse 15. Jesus was to die physically as the Lamb of God. This would pay off the Jewish sin debt. It would close out the old covenant, and then God could set up a new covenant with people of faith. Why does the Bible say that people can be dead while they're physically alive? Well, it sounds like a contradiction, especially if one is only thinking of life and death to the physical body machinery. Many times in the New Testament, there is a distinction made between death of the physical body and death of the spiritual body of thoughts and feelings in the mind. Paul said in Romans 8:6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For instance, in 1 Timothy 5, verse 6, Paul said, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. She, the woman in that scripture, still has not fully spent her allotment of spirit of life that keeps the physical body going, but the spiritual body of thoughts and feelings had become corrupt or dead to God because of the sin in the person's mind. Paul warned the Corinthians that the devil was trying to corrupt their minds like he had corrupted Eve's mind. In 2 Corinthians, he says that. They were to be single-minded, not double-minded. The corrupt part of their mind was the devil's tool. It would only produce more sin and death, not life. They were dead in trespasses and sin. Does everyone die in trespasses and sin? Yes, as long as there is sin in their mind, they do. All people learn to sin as they grow up. As Jeremiah 9 verses 5 and 14 tells us, we are taught to sin. Sin breeds more sin by entering in and conceiving in people's mind. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Good words produce more life. Evil words produce more death. Eve spoke evil words to Adam. By the time Noah came around, many years later, the wickedness of man was great. Every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Paul said that if one, referring to Jesus, died for all, then were all dead. So it shows that all mankind has died in trespasses and sin. They weren't all physically dead, but they were all carnally dead. They were dead in sin. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned. And Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, referring to spiritual death within the mind. Did God intend for that kind of death, dead in sins, to happen? No. The dragon, the old serpent, the devil, also called Satan. Those are all names for the father of the lie. He was a murderer from the beginning, as we read in John. Lucifer, passed this sin on to other angels before Adam and Eve were created, and they became spiritually dead in sin. You can read in Genesis 3 how God gave his commandment to Adam not to take anything from Lucifer, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He did that to keep Adam from dying spiritually in sin. But the day that Adam partook of the sinful words, he died spiritually. God punished Adam because he had become dead in sin, just like the devil and other evil angels. Sin is breaking God's law. God wants everything to be done decently and in order, because keeping in God's order will give us life. God did not know how much evil would be spread. God asked in the book of Ezekiel, "Why will you die?" In the book of Amos, God said, "Seek ye me, and ye shall live." God did not want people to be spiritually dead in sin. Well, if the body can die and the mind can die, what about the soul? The soul can die too. It can cease to live. It can perish and go out of existence. "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." It says that in Ezekiel. The truth was given to save a soul from death, as we read in the book of James, chapter 5. "But we are not of them that draw back to perdition or destruction of the soul. We are of them that believe to the saving of the soul." We're told that in the book of Hebrews. In Isaiah 53, we're told that Jesus poured out his soul unto death. There are no scriptures that say the soul is immortal at birth. To the contrary, the scriptures say that you, the soul, must put on immortality. We have to seek after eternal life and lay hold on it. We need to eat Christ's flesh and blood to have eternal life. God didn't give his eternal spirit to any that don't obey his commandments. Well, what are the keys of hell and death that Jesus had? According to Revelation 1:18, Jesus does have the keys of death. That would be the keys to get us out of the condition of death. Just as death and hell are not physical places, they're not physical keys. They're keys of knowledge, as we read in Luke 11:52. Words that can unlock the mystery of what death and hell are and how to overcome them. Jesus was the first one to overcome sin and death. He was the firstborn from the dead. It took absolute honesty and strict obedience to God's word to accomplish this. God supplied Jesus with the power to do it. Jesus then passed on that same power to those who accepted the deeper knowledge and understanding. In Luke 20:36, Jesus said that overcomers would not die anymore. True, their physical bodies would die, just as we see happen to Peter, James, John, all the overcomers of the early church. But those overcoming souls, Peter, James, John, Paul, and many others, put on immortality and spiritually lived on with God in the other dimension. "Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Now, I have not given you all the scripture references to support the ideas that you have just heard, but there are many scripture references that support these ideas. Contact us, ask for those, so that just like the people referred to in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, it says they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. So if you write us and get the scripture references, you too can search the scriptures. You can see if those words are true. Don't take my word for it. Don't take just anybody's word for it. Take God's word for it.